The African National Congress staff members would like to express their great disappointment at the conduct of our national leadership for failing to adequately deal with our long-standing labor issues. Following a series of attempts to find amicable solutions to the concerns raised by staff members, our leadership has displayed lack of commitment, or what we only describe as disregard for labor laws that this very same movement tirelessly fought for. We are warning the leadership that this looming calamity, which likely to have far-reaching implications for the movement. Our workers go for months without being paid their salaries as per contractual obligations. Medical aids are suspended periodically due to non-payment, while the Provident Fund has not been paid since 2018 November. Indeed, this is a gross violation of basic conditions of employment. Following our picket on the sidelines of the National Executive Committee meeting on the 21st of November 2021, for the first time, the leadership received a formal report over the issue of unpaid salaries, as well as the plan by the Treasurer General's office to settle all outstanding salaries of over 3 months at the time. The plan was supposed to arrest cash flow problems and also provide certainty into future salaries. While some of the salaries have been paid, the promise of a full settlement has not been honored. In fact, all indications are that Tuesday, 25th January, will mark 3 months of non-payment of salaries for hard-working men and women who have put their lives on hold to play their part in ensuring that the ANC administration arm functions in full steam. Despite public pronouncement by our leadership that the issue of unpaid salaries is receiving special attention, evidence before us show that this is nothing but a deliberate attempt to mislead the public, hide and downplay the severity of the pain faced by the ANC workers. It has also become very clear that there is no plan by the Treasurer General's office to resolve this issue. More often, the party funding legislation is being blamed for our dire financial situation. However, we must set the record straight. The ANC supported the legislation in its current form. Therefore, the organization cannot be surprised by the limitations which results from the legislation. And also, the salary delays started months before the legislation could come into effect. The ANC structures, such as the National Working Committee and the National Executive Committee, must have a monitoring mechanism to ensure that all commitments made on important matters, such as labor disputes, are actioned. We must be understood clearly in this regard. We support all forms of legislation aimed at curbing corruption in our country. We are quite frankly disgusted by the divide and rule tactics, which amount to nothing but an attempt to weaken and undermine the unity of the workers. The leadership has endorsed a decision to place some of the staff members under the care of provinces in terms of financial resources. This means ANC staff members in those provinces are receiving salaries, and this could potentially weaken efforts to put pressure on management to attend to our demands. Even worse, some staff members are allegedly receiving stacks of hard cash in brown envelopes in exchange for their labor and loyalty, as a majority of us continue to drown in a pool of poverty. We would like to call on our members to resist divisive actions and instead unite with the rest of us as we advance our struggle for decent conditions of employment. We have also rejected a proposal by the employer to have some sections of staff complement declared essential services. This would mean they will continue to function more, especially with the number of critical conferences due to take place this year. We see this as a disregard of our plight at the expense of workers. We allowed common sense to prevail during preparations for 2021 local government elections by suspending our industrial action and roll up our sleeves in defense of the ANC. However, we will not accede to unreasonable requests which are aimed at undermining our industrial actions of staying away. We have resumed our action with the stay away on Monday, 17 January, until all our dispute relating to unpaid salaries, medical aid and provident fund are urgently addressed. We also frown upon the tendency of using our fellow workers in Parliament and National Caucus of the ANC as a backup plan against persistent atrocities committed against the rest of national staff complement. We question workers to refrain from scape labor.